Today, Baba is seeing all the children everywhere who have accumulated all treasures and have become full. Today, Bab Dada is seeing all the children everywhere who have accumulated all treasures and have become full. As well as this, Baba is also seeing the result as to what extent each child has accumulated all treasures. As well as this, Baba is also seeing the result as to what extent each child has accumulated all treasures. You have received many imperishable treasures from Bab Dada. You have received many imperishable treasures from Bab Dada. The first and foremost greatest treasure of all is the treasure of the wealth of knowledge. The first and foremost greatest treasure of all is the treasure of the wealth of knowledge, through which you have received mukti and jivan mukti, liberation and liberation in life. All the children have received liberation from the old body and the old world and the stage of liberation in life and the way to go to the land of liberation. There isn't just the treasure of knowledge, but together with that, there is also the treasure of yoga. Through which you attain all powers. And with this, together with this is the treasure to imbibe, through which you attain all virtues. And with this is the treasure of service, through which you receive the treasure of blessings. and the treasure of happiness. So what you receive through knowledge, what you receive through yoga, what you receive through dharana, and what you receive through service, Baba has mentioned that. And with this, and together with all these, the greatest treasure of all, and together with all these is the greatest treasure of all, this time of the confluence age. So this is the greatest treasure of all, the time of the confluence age, because throughout the whole cycle, the time of the confluence age is the most valuable time. Every thought and every moment of the period of the confluence age, every thought and every moment of the period of the confluence age is very valuable, because it is only at the confluence age. Because it is only at the confluence age that the sweet meeting of Bap Dada and the children takes place. Because it is only at the confluence age that the sweet meeting of Bap Dada and the children takes place. In no other age does the meeting of God and the Father, God the Father and the godly children take place. As well as this, it is only at the time of the confluence age that you attain all treasures from Bap Dada. It is only at the confluence age that you are able to accumulate the treasures. It's only at the confluence age that you are able to accumulate the treasures. In no other age is there an account. In no other age is there an account in which to accumulate them, or a bank in which to credit them. So in no other age is there an account in which to accumulate them, or a bank in which to credit them. There is just the one confluence age in which you can accumulate as much as you want. There is just the one confluence age in which you can accumulate as much as you want. And the importance of this confluence age is that you can accumulate for many births in just one birth. You can accumulate for many births in just one birth. This is why this small age has so much importance. This is why this small age has so much importance. And all the children attain the treasures from Bap Dada. And all the treasure, all the children attain the treasure from Bap Dada. The father who gives this, the father who gives is one, and he gives equally to all. The father who gives is one, and he gives equally to all. But in accumulating these treasures, every child accumulates them according to his effort. The father, the bestower, is one and gives equally to all at the same time. But But what did he see in the children who were imbibing them? That although the father gave equally to all, in imbibing them, each one made his own individual effort. In imbibing them, each one had to make his own individual effort, because to imbibe the treasures, firstly, you can create your reward through your own effort. So the first thing is, you create your reward through your own effort. Secondly, you constantly have to remain content and make everyone content. So each one creates his reward through his own effort, and secondly, you constantly have to remain content and make everyone content. With the speciality of contentment, you can accumulate the treasures. And thirdly, with service. Because through service, all souls attain happiness. And so you can accumulate the treasure of happiness. Your own effort. Firstly, the effort to make everyone content. This is second. First, your own effort. Second, the effort to make everyone content. And the third is the effort in service. You can accumulate the treasures in these three ways. You can accumulate the treasures in these three ways. In order to accumulate the treasures, especially when coming in connection and relationship with others, you have to have the consciousness of being an instrument. to have humility and with altruistic motives. And with altruistic motives, there is the need to have good wishes and pure feelings for all souls. If you have all these things in service and in relationships and connections, then you can very easily accumulate in your account of charity and account of blessings. So, Bab Dada was seeing everyone's chart, and what did he see? Bab Dada was seeing everyone's chart, and what did he see? He saw that all the children everywhere were number wise. The father is one. He gives to everyone at the same time. But in accumulating all these, he saw three types of children. One are those who accumulate the treasures and then use them up immediately. They accumulate and then use them up immediately. They do accumulate, but then use them and finish them. The second are those who use them. They accumulate and they also increase them by paying attention to their accumulation. So they accumulate and they also increase them by paying attention to their accumulation. Why? Because what is the method to increase the treasures? The method to increase the treasure is to use The method to increase the treasures is to use the treasures that you have received in any adverse situation that comes up according to the time. So those who use these treasures and change their situation through their stage, they are able to accumulate. Those who do not use these treasures, they do not accumulate them. So each one of you should ask yourself, am I using the treasures for myself and for others at the right time? Because the more you use them, the more they will increase. the more they will increase. By using them, you continue to become experienced. So you continue to add to the authority of experience. So you continue to add to the authority of experience. So check and ask yourself. So check and ask yourself, have I accumulated all these treasures? Am I using the method to increase these treasures at the right time? Is my authority of experience increasing? Am I using the method to increase these treasures at the right time? Is my authority of experience increasing? Because out of all the authorities, it is the authority of experience that is remembered the most. It is out of all the authorities, it is the authority of experience that is remembered the most. So each one of you has to increase your account. You have to check. You have to check because now is the time to check, and you are still able to increase the treasures. So now is the time to check, and also you are still able to increase the treasures. You still have a chance, and then this chance will also finish. You will not then be able to increase them even if you want to later on. So this time, now is the chance, and this chance will also finish. So you will not be then able to increase them even if you want to. Bab Dada has seen, Baba has seen that you do take the treasures and you happily even try to absorb them into yourself. And you happily even try to absorb them into yourself, but when you receive the treasures, you only receive the treasures through the Murli. So there are two types of children. One are those who simply listen, and the others are those who merge it into themselves. One are those who simply listen, and the others are those who merge it into themselves. Some children become very happy on hearing it. But there's a lot of difference between just hearing and then merging it into yourself. Those who merge it into themselves continue to become experienced. Because at the right time, they also use what they have merged, and so continue to increase the treasures. Those who simply listen to it, do speak about it. They also relate it very well. And they even say that, oh, Baba said, whatever Baba said was very good. However, without merging it in themselves, they are unable to use it at the right time. they are unable to use it at the right time. So all of you have to check, am I the one who has merged it in the self? Am I the one who has merged it in the self? If there's even a little less, if it is not full, there will be fluctuation. But someone who has merged it in himself will be full, and there will not be any fluctuation in him. This is why today Bap Dada checked everyone's treasures. As you were told that there are three types of children. There are three types of children. Now check yourself to see, who am I? That is, which type of child am I? To increase the treasures means, to use them at the right time. The more you continue to use the treasures, the more will the treasure increase. The more you continue to use the treasures, the more will the treasures increase, because whatever treasures there are, it is the master of the treasures who uses the treasures. The treasures themselves do not use themselves. So it's the master of the treasures who uses them. The Father has given all of you all the treasures as an inheritance. But each one of you has to pay attention. What? Each one of you has to pay attention to make the Father's treasures your own. Because the fuller you are in an overflowing state, the more you will remain unshakable and immovable. Bap Dada wants that each child should become full. Bap Dada wants that each child should become full, not to be any less, but full, because Because it is only now that you have a chance to accumulate in the imperishable account through the Father. This is why it is said, if not now, then never. If not now, then never. This is the praise of the time of the confluence age. If not now, then never. in the future, you will attain the fruit of whatever you have accumulated. But the time to attain it is just now only. But in the future, you will attain the fruit to whatever you have accumulated, but the time to attain that is just now. So each one of you has to check your account. Each one of you has to check your account. To whatever extent each one's treasure store is full, is visible through their eyes, through their activity, and their face. To whatever extent each one's treasure store is full, is visible through their eyes, through their activity and their face. Their face and activity will be, how will they be? Their face and activity will be like a rose in bloom. Their face and activity will be like a rose in bloom. Bab Dada continues to see from each one's activity and face. Bab Dada continues to see from each one's activity and face how cheerful and happy they are. Spirituality through the eyes. Spirituality through the eyes, a smile on the face. So in the eyes, spirituality, on the face, a smile, and from their actions, everyone experiences all the virtues. So, each one of you should check yourself. Spirituality through the eyes, a smile on the face, and from their actions, everyone experiences all the virtues. So each of you should check yourself. Bab Dada has the pure hope. Bab Dada has the pure hope in all the children that each child, Bab Dada has the pure hope in all the children that each child should make all other souls full of such treasures. Bab Dada has the pure hope in all the children that each child should make all other souls full of such treasures. Today, souls of the world want to receive some spiritual power. Today, souls of the world want to receive some spiritual power, even a little bit of spiritual power. And it is only you Brahmin souls who are bestowers of spiritual power. It is only you Brahmin souls who are bestowers of spiritual power, because you souls are the holiest, highest and richest souls. You souls are the holiest, highest and richest souls. Out of all the souls, you are the holiest of all. Out of all souls, you are the holiest of all. No other souls are worshipped with the discipline in the same way as you souls are worshipped. No other souls are worshipped with discipline in the same way as you are worshipped. Even now in the last birth, you souls are worshipped. Even in your last birth, you souls are worshipped. No founder, father or great souls who have been instruments are worshipped like you are. Although their memorials are made, but they are not worshipped with discipline in the same way as you are worshipped. And also, your treasures are such that you are the richest in the world. You Brahmins are the richest in the world. The treasures of this one birth of you Brahmin souls, are guaranteed to continue for 21 births. Because you have received Baba's inheritance from the Father. So just as the Father is imperishable, in the same way, the treasures that you receive from the Father also become imperishable. This is why you are the richest in the world and also the holiest in the world. This is why you are the richest in the world and also the holiest in the world. All of you consider yourselves to be such special servers, do you not? So do you all consider yourselves to be such special servers? According to today's time, do you know what souls of the world need at the present time? Today, the world needs happiness, power and love. Today, the world needs happiness, power and love. The world needs happiness, power and love. They want spiritual love. And so, And so according to the time, it's only you Brahmin souls who have to become bestowers. So you Brahmin souls have to become bestowers through your mind. Give them powers. Through your words, give them knowledge. And through your actions, give them the donation of virtues. So through your mind, give them powers. Through your words, give them knowledge. And through your actions, give them the donation of virtues. At the end, Father Brahma gave all the children 3 words as a gift. At the end, Father Brahma gave all the children 3 words as a gift. You remember these 3 words, do you not? You remember these 3 words, do you not? If you use these 3 words for service, if you use these 3 words for service, you can make many souls content. Those 3 words are incorporeal, egoless, and viceless. Nirakari, nirankari, nirvikari. Incorporeal, egoless, and viceless. Be incorporeal through your mind. Be egoless through your words. And be viceless through your actions. So, be incorporeal through your mind. Be egoless through your words. And be viceless through your actions. Use these 3 words in service. Use these 3 words in service. Now, now the world should receive a little bliss in their hearts and a little happiness through the power of you souls. Now the world has to receive a little bliss in their hearts and a little happiness through the powers of you souls. All are disheartened, whereas you are the stars of hope for the world. All are disheartened, whereas you are the stars of hope for the world. And Bhaktada sees, all of you children as the stars of the Father's hopes. And Bhaktada sees all of you children as the stars of the Father's hopes. You are not just the stars in whom there is hope, but you are the stars of hope who will fulfill all hopes. So you are not just the stars in whom there is hope, but you are the stars of hope who will fulfill all hopes. The children's love constantly reaches Bhaktada. The children's love constantly reaches Bhaktada. What is the easiest effort of all? There is a variety of effort, but the easiest effort, is love. There is a variety of effort, but the easiest effort is love. In love, even labor changes into a form of love. In love, even labor changes into a form of love. So, to be loving to the Father means to make easy effort. So, to be loving to the Father means to make easy effort. In terms of love, do all of you consider yourselves to be constantly loving? Not loving only sometimes, but constantly loving? Do you all consider yourselves to be such, to be constantly loving? Constantly? Not those who just take a dip, but those who remain merged. Those who feel that they are always merged in the ocean of love. Not the ones who just take a dip, but who are merged in the ocean of love. Are all of you merged in the ocean of love? So those who think that they are constantly merged in the ocean of love, those who consider themselves to be like this constantly, raise your hands. Underline the word constantly. Constantly merged in the ocean of love. Raise your hand. Constantly merged. So everyone is raising their hand and Baba looking around. You have raised your hands very well. You have raised your hands very well. Bab Dada is pleased to see the hands raised. Because you are maintaining courage, you have kept courage. If there's even a little less, you will remember, won't you, that you had raised your hand. Because Bab Dada has deep love for each and every child. Because Bab Dada has deep love for each and every child. Why? Why does Bab Dada have deep love for each and every child? Because Bab Dada knows that each and every soul, has become loving many times. Because Bab Dada knows that each and every soul has become loving many times. That you are loving now, and that it is you same soul who will be loving in every cycle. Do you have the intoxication and happiness that you are the souls who claim this right every cycle? Do you have the intoxication and happiness that you are the souls who claim this right every cycle? Seeing the souls who have claimed such a right. Seeing the souls who have claimed such a right, Bab Dada is giving you blessing from his heart. Bab Dada is giving you blessing from his heart. May you be constantly tireless and continue to fly. Baba's giving the blessing. May you constantly be tireless and continue to fly. If any adverse situation arises, then too, do not let your original stage fluctuate. Because the adverse situation cannot do anything in front of your original stage. So even if any adverse situation arises, do not let your original stage to fluctuate. So now, Bab Dada wants you, Bab Dada now wants you to make your angelic form emerge. While moving and walking around, give the experience of your angelic dress. Bab Dada has told you about the drill, has he not? You have the habit of changing your clothes, do you not? Just as you change the dress of your body, in the same way, the form of the soul is angelic. So experience this angelic stage again and again. You like the angelic dress, do you not? Just as Father Brahma is sitting in the subtle region in the angelic form, in the same way, all of you, should also experience the angelic form while walking and moving along, the same as the Father. Because it's only when you have the angelic form that you will become a deity. You remember the three forms of the Father, do you not? The Father, the Teacher, and the Sadguru. In the same way, also remember these three forms of yours, Brahmins to angels, and angels to deities. Remember your three forms. These three forms are firm in you, are they not? Sometimes wear your Brahmin dress, sometimes wear the angelic dress, and sometimes wear the deity dress. So sweet, no? Sometimes wear the Brahmin dress, sometimes angelic dress, and sometimes deity dress. In these three forms, you can automatically be seated on the seat of being Trikaldarshi and continue to carry out every task as a detached observer. So, Bap Dada, wants everyone to remain constantly with the Father and not to become alone. Bap Dada wants everyone to remain constantly with the Father and not to become alone. It is only when you stay with the Father that you will return with Him. If you are with the Father only sometimes, then how would you return with Him? One who loves someone cannot forget the person he loves. One who loves someone cannot forget the person he loves. So continue to practice this throughout the day. One moment a Brahmin, one moment an angel, and one moment a deity. So one moment a Brahmin, the next moment an angel, and the next moment a deity. Okay, acha. Now listen to the Yagpyar. To all the children from everywhere. All the children from everywhere who are constantly full of the treasures, those who are constant servers through their activity and their face, because all of you have promised that you will become world transformers and transform the world. And so servers remain engaged in service while walking and moving around. To such world servers and world transformers who make everyone full with the Father's treasures, to all of Bap Dada's children from everywhere, Bap Dada's love, remembrance, and blessings from the heart. And namaste. Blessings from the heart and namaste. Acha. Now, what's to be done next? So, Muni Ben is saying it is the turn of Maharashtra zone, Maharashtra, Andhra, everyone from Maharashtra zone. So many, actually, our 3,000 from Maharashtra who have come. You know, they were, all those from Maharashtra zone were wearing a crown with no problem written on the crown at that time. So no problem was written on it, and Baba is pleased to see their crown with no problem written on it. It is good that all of you have crowned yourselves. It is good that all of you have crowned yourselves. Just as you are crowned with no problem, so on behalf of everyone, Bab Dada is giving the blessing. Bab Dada is giving the blessing. May you always be one with no problem. May you always be one with no problem. In the same way, all of you should always remain those who have no problem in your thoughts, words, actions and gathering. So they always remain those who have no problem in your thoughts, words, actions, in the gathering and anywhere. Problems should be transformed in a second. They may come as a problem, but let them change into your complete form. It is good. Look how beautiful the scene is. Let there be no problem in your thoughts and even breath, no problem. So on behalf of everyone should applaud for those who are crowned. Everyone should applaud for those who are crowned with the crown of no problem. So congratulations to you. You may all applaud. Look on the big stage. See how beautiful they look. To each of the children who have had the thought that they will remain those who have no problem, that is, they will always remain like the father. So when you say no problem, that means you will always remain like the father. Therefore, Bab Dada is giving you multi-million-fold blessings. Now it's going to be double foreigner's turn. Okay, you may all sit. Those from Maharashtra and Andhra. Okay. Baba, double foreigners have also come.
Double foreigners.
All double foreigners. Okay, stand up, all double foreigners. So there were many double foreigners at that time. You can see on the screen if you are there. This is the Murli of 14th. Of 24th March 2009. Sisters, raise your hands, double foreigners. All brothers, also. Acha. Bab Dada. Bab Dada. Likes those from abroad for one thing. Of course, many things, but one thing Bab Dada likes. Likes those from abroad. In which one thing do the majority, of course it is mixed, but still in the majority it is there, and that is, if they do something that is against the disciplines, if they do something that is against the disciplines, then they tell the seniors about it very clearly. They tell the seniors about it very clearly. They do not hold it in their heart for a long, long time. They do not hold it in their heart for a long time. They remove it from their heart. Therefore, whatever it is, do not keep it in your heart for a long time. Therefore, do not keep it in your heart if there is something going on in your mind. If you hold on to any weakness in your heart for a long time, then that becomes a sanskar. It becomes your nature. This is why this sanskar is good, to tell your seniors if there is something in your heart, something which is really disturbing you, or which you have done is not good. So Baba Singh, this is why this sanskar is good. Whatever weakness emerges, then quickly tell the seniors about it and transform it. In doing this, some are very good, that they tell about the condition very clearly. So this is something very good. Of course, the children are mixed. Not all are like that. But the majority do this. The majority do this. And of course, progress is taking place and it will continue to take place. Acha. Bab Dada is pleased. Acha. Good. So, we heard the Murli. This Murli is of 24th March 2009, and the essence of this Murli is, merge the treasures you have received from Bab Dada into yourself and use them and become an authority of experience. Merge the treasures you have received from Bab Dada into yourself, use them and become an authority of experience. Wow, Dadi Janki. Offerings to Bab Dada with so much love.
Thank you. story, Baba has said so much of love. Baba said, you have to experience that you are the masters of all treasures and you have to become experienced. Baba has kept all the three swaroops in front of us, that you have to become Brahmins, angels and deities. You have to experience these three forms. Now Madhurvani group is in front of us and they will present a very beautiful song. And the words of the songs are, Baba, you have showered so much of love onto us and you have given us such a love that the hearts of the children are filled with love and they have become the embodiments of love. Toli is being distributed. All the ones who have not yet received the godly gift, tomorrow from 10 to 12, you may take it from hall number 88. Those brothers and sisters who have not yet taken the godly gift, they may collect it from hall number 88 tomorrow from 10 to 12 in the morning. All brothers and sisters, remain seated. We will listen to the blessings of Dadis. Now Madhurvani group will present the song. Sweet Baba, you have showered lot of love on us. You have given us many treasures. These are the words of the song. Tomorrow the whole day is celebrating the Valentine Day, but we have got the love of God. The God's love that He has showered onto us. We have so much of love for Baba. Many thanks to Baba with a big hand. Transport Minister of Telangana is in between us. Baba has fulfilled us with so many blessings, and by receiving the blessings, we are in so much happiness. Baba loves us so much. Baba has reminded us that we have to experience all our three forms, Brahmin, angels and deity form. We have to experience all these three forms. And when we practice all these three forms, Baba fulfills us in all ways. So now we have in between Transport Minister of Telangana. He has met Dadiji, and tomorrow morning also after the class he will meet all of you, and he is so pleasured in meeting you. Now we will listen to Dadi Ratan Mohini Ji. We will listen to her blessings and good wishes.
हमारे बीच में तेलंगाना के ट्रांसपोर्ट मिनिस्टर ब्राता अजय कुमार.
We have Ajay Kumar ji, Transport Minister of Telangana, and Vasanti sister. We give them a big hand and welcome them. Tomorrow morning after the class they will meet you all. Today in the morning they went to Pandavavan, Gyan Sarovar and Global Hospital. They visited these places and they were happy meeting all. They are cooperative in Baba's every task. And now we will listen to Dadi Ratan Mohini Ji. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Shanti ke sagar.
The ocean of peace.
Param pyare Parmatma Pita ke mahavakya.
The versions of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The more we listen to His versions and the more we remember those in our hearts, and there will be great attainment. Because the Father gives us unlimited treasures. And the classes we get from time to time, and the small things those come, we all consider that Baba has said this for me personally, and it is true that whatever Baba says, whatever he speaks us for us children. And we should remember that how the Father has sustained us, that we have come so far and have grown so big. Now the whole gathering is seated, and by seeing this gathering, the more we revise the versions of the Father, this will help us a lot. So we have to pay attention that whatever Baba has made for us children, and we have to pay attention to all those things. And by paying yourself attention to it, you also have to remind others those things. we have to keep reminding others, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. We listen to the wishes of Dadiji, we listen to the importance of Murli. Now we will listen to blessings from Nirvair Bhaiji and after that from Brijmohan Bhaiji. Today we are also remembering Dadi Gulzarji and there is improvement in Dadi's health. The more we make our yoga powerful, there will be much more improvement in our health. Now we will listen to Brother Nirvair Ji. And after that, we'll listen to Brother Brijmohan Bhai Ji.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Param Priya. Param Pita. Param Shiksha.
The most beloved Supreme Father, Supreme Teacher, Supreme Satguru. Godfather Shivas, we all important brothers and sisters, for today's Bab Dada's Milan, for this Avyakt Milan, many congratulations to you, many congratulations. On this auspicious day, we have with us the respected Minister of Telangana. We all saw that they both came and took the blessings of Dadi and they are also still now they are seated in this gathering. We request him to just wave hand to everyone. Many welcome and thank you to you. Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Bombay, and brothers and sisters from many places have come and are present in this gathering. So we would say that our most beloved, most respected Dadi Gulzarji, blessings and good wishes from all of you and many thanks, many multi-million thanks. And along with her, our sister Neelu and other sisters, her doctors who are taking care of her, to all of them too, many many thanks and good wishes from all our hearts, because we all wish to see Dadi 100% healthy. And as you saw, you all saw the video of 2009, how Dadiji were looking. She was very healthy at that time and we all wish to see her the same. And in today's gathering, from all over India, from many places, brothers and sisters have come. It is difficult to take name in particular. But I would say that be it from the corners of India or be it from abroad, the video that was shown of 2009, you all saw that there were many brothers and sisters from abroad. There was Sister Janti, Sister Gayatri, all were visible in the video. And it seems as if those days will definitely come again very soon, because this crisis of Corona will not remain now. And we are waiting for that day, that once again all brothers and sisters will come and will take the godly birthright. We'll meet all once again, and definitely we will meet. We have this firm faith. In the versions of Bab Dada reminded the words of Sakar. We should pay attention to those words, the incorporeal, viceless and egoless. These three words are Mahamantra for all us Brahmin children. If we go into the depth of its meaning, we would see that to become equal to God, it would be very easy. Today Baba has said that if you remember just these words, if you just remember that what relationship you have with Baba, and with that relation you will remain close to Baba and you will become equal to Him. So many, many congratulations to all of you of this auspicious day. Om Shanti. Now after that we will listen to respected Brijmohan Bhaiji. Om Shanti. All the ones who have come, all the diamonds who have come from Maharashtra, you are increasing the value of this diamond hall. Special congratulations to you. It is because that after a very long time, for the first time, we are seeing this hall full. Before that, we used to see in the video only, and it has been long time that this hall is full. And you have started, you have opened the gates of this hall, and after that, it seems as if that this hall will always remain full. So, many, many thanks to you for arriving in such a large number. You all know that through television, the scene of this hall everyone is seeing this in all the centers of India as well as abroad, and they will have that enthusiasm that gates are now open and then we should also go. Now the other souls who will come by seeing you, the credit of bringing them here will go to you. Because Baba has told a very good method to accumulate, that to accumulate and increase your treasures. One is we do it with our own effort, and We do it more with other methods. To use it is okay, but today Baba said, you have to remain content and you have to make others content. With your contentment is reflected through your face and your behavior, that in today's uncontented world, there are some unique and lovely angels who always remain happy and content, and the vibrations of those contentment will content others' souls. And with that, our treasure will accumulate a lot. Baba has told of every subject that with the knowledge of treasure, with the treasure of knowledge, we receive liberation and liberation in life. By remaining here, we remain free from many obstacles. With yoga, we receive the spiritual powers which no one has. And those powers, if we give to others, we will consider ourselves as powerful. With imbibing, Baba says, we are accumulating the treasure of virtues, and with service, we experience happiness and we receive blessings. And all these treasures, Baba says, daily you get it through Murli. I give it to all the children through Murli. So therefore, if the bank balance of someone increases, he becomes so happy. And our treasures, they are not only for one birth, because they are not perishable treasures. These are our alaukik and imperishable treasures which go with us for birth after birth. So Baba said that my Brahmin children, they are riches in the world. Just think about it. How many state banks are there? There are many banks sitting here. We are so rich. And then Baba says that to imbibe those treasures, the main power that is needed is holiest. We think that these holy men are holiest, but Baba says, you are holiest in the world. They are holy, but you are holiest in the whole world. And Baba has told us this with facts and figures. Baba said, for an idol of 5 feet, a big temple is being built. And many eminent people, they make an image, they make an idol of them, and they put it in between the road. So Baba says, many souls, they have gathered here in this land of tapasya. By seeing each other, we should be in more enthusiasm. So people need it today, and so you should give them with enthusiasm. In enthusiasm, people do that work which is not ordinary, which is not wasteful, which is elevated. So you have absorbed today's Murli. Many, many, many thanks to you. You will go today and you should absorb it, and then you sleep, and then you will experience that you are flying. You will experience that you are flying while sleeping, and you will enjoy a lot. So you should definitely experience that in the morning after the class. We will also listen the experience of respected minister, and we all will feel happy after listening to your experience. Thank you. Om Shanti. Thank you. With your good wishes, this diamond hall will definitely will become full. So tomorrow's schedule would be like this. Tomorrow's program will be in the conference hall. From 10 to 11, there will be meditation. From 11 to 12, there will be class of Mohan Singhal Bhaiji. From 12 to 12.30, there will be yoga. From 5.30, you will come in Diamond Hall in the evening. From 5 to 5.30, there will be yoga. 5.30 to 6.30, there will be class of Meera Behn from Santa Cruz. From 7 to 7.30, there would be yoga. From 7.30, there would be the class of Ramnath Bhai. Everyone should reach on time in their classes. Om Shanti.
Oh, Baba.